This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia's FSB security service said on Friday it had revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats in Moscow after accusing them of spying and sabotage work, signaling the Kremlin's anger at what it sees as London's vital role in helping Ukraine. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The Izvestia newspaper cited the FSB, the main successor to the Soviet KGB, as saying that the British diplomats had recruited Russian teenagers, organized what it called provocations, and held talks in the British ambassador's Moscow residency with opposition figures. The FSB said it considered the activity of the expelled diplomats as, quote, threatening the security of the Russian Federation. It's an apparent display of Kremlin anger over London's support for Kyiv. The expulsions come ahead of talks in Washington between British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and US President Joe Biden. The allies are forecast to discuss letting Ukraine strike deeper into Russia with Western missiles. President Vladimir Putin warned on Thursday that such a development would alter the scope of the conflict and mean the West would be directly fighting with Russia.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A new Mpox vaccine for adults has been given the go-ahead by the World Health Organization. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The World Health Organization has said it has granted its first authorization for use of a vaccine against Mpox in adults. The WHO called the Mpox vaccine approval an important step towards fighting the disease in Africa. The vaccine, created by Bavarian Nordic AS, will now be available for donors like UNICEF and Gavi, a vaccines alliance, to buy it. But supplies are limited because there's only a single manufacturer. The WHO chief called for an urgent scale-up of procurement, donations and rollout to get the vaccine where it's needed most, along with other response measures. I'm Karen Chamas.
For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.